Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to Tuesday's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 27th of June, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off this Tuesday saying goodbye to GChat. That's in Gmail, by the way, to switch to Hangouts starting yesterday. Ah, Google Talk. A bit of nostalgia, may we say. Going all the way back to 2005, we've been using the thing. But apparently, Hangouts is the future. The reason why Google says we are ditching GTalk is, well, because Hangouts is much more modern and has a lot more features than GTalk could ever have. Staying with Google News, Microsoft people, yeah, you know, not a good idea to use that Chrome browser there on your system, is it? Well, that is until now. Yes, it seems Google Chrome will give you better battery life than Microsoft Edge now. Now, before, Edge actually lasted a couple hours more with the battery life if you used that browser. But apparently, with so much overhauling and digging and code swapping, who knows what went on under the thing, Chrome is now better. How much better? 40 minutes better. That's right, instead of getting 2 hours of extra battery life out of your system, of course, depending on what you're doing with it, of course, Chrome is now going to give you 2 hours and 40 minutes more. Again, depending on what you're doing with your system. Can't believe this astounding news? Well, go check out Linus Tech Tips over there on YouTube. He's got a whole video demonstrating just how better Chrome is on your Windows operating system. Facebook, you know, not the media company. Yeah, it looks like their TV thing's starting to come along a little bit faster. According to the Wall Street Journal, some details have leaked out, although we'll say they're a little hazy at this point. But definitely some original TV series are in the pipeline. So much so that it looks like they're spending around $3 million per episode of whatever this thing's going to be. Yes, it's like a full-on media company. Remember, Facebook, not a media company. Now, from what we're hearing, though we don't know much details, the company is interested in sitcom programming. So we don't know what that could be. Could it be drama? Could it be comedy? We just don't know yet. Could be reality of Zuck's life. What we do know is Facebook is looking to target an audience of the ages between 13 and 34. Hell of a gap, yeah. Regardless, before long, I'm sure we'll start seeing these lovely little video episodes, whatever they're going to be called, streaming away on Facebook, getting in the way of everything else we're trying to look at, just like videos are and all that advertising is now. And finally, no, we're not going to get a little political on here. Yes, I'm going to talk about Trump. Like him or hate him, one thing you can't ignore, his tweets. So much so that apparently a programmer out there thought, you know what, maybe those tweets could be poetry. No, I kid you not. A Redditor whose name is Darby Crash, or at least that's what he goes by, has put together called Poet in Chief. And yes, as you guessed it, this is a website that selects random Trump tweets and then proceeds to put them in sort of a poetic verse. Now, what kind of poetry are we talking about? Well, let's read you an example. Mind you, these are all official Trump tweets. The first reading goes as such. Joe should call in sick for the VP debate. Repeal now before it's too late. Of state or defense, fantastic suspense proves America can still be great. Oh, and they go on and on and on. So if you're slightly a little bored here on your Tuesday and you just don't feel like doing any work because, let's face it, it's Tuesday, head on over to poetinchief.com. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us. Please, for God's sake, send it to us. Our news sucked today, as you probably can tell. You can do that at BritishTechNetwork@gmail.com. Also, check out our website, too, BritishTechNetwork.com. That's where our podcasts are. That's where our blog is. And that's where our reviews are constantly posted, too. Give us a like on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, that's where you really need to be. That's our Slack room. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. Come on over. We'd love to have you. The new show will be back for your Wednesday hump day installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. Gosh, I hope it's better than this last 24 hours was. But until then, have yourself a good Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.